You are listening to
Friends Next Door. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Dan.
It's Quan.
It's Mia.
Woo, guys. And we are what? Millennials.
We are. Well, you thought you were a boomer.
No, not a boomer. I'm in denial.
Yeah. Are we talking about physically or mentally?
Both.
Millennials.
Okay.
I feel like
I'm a Gen Z.
I feel like
no,
I'm a Gen
not.
Z.
No, you're not. What?
Yeah, because I'm close.
Gen
1983.
You said Gen
Z.
Gen X.
Oh, my gosh.
You are not.
Oh, wait. You said Gen Z.
She said Gen Z.
Oh, no. Oh, you feel Gen Z?
No, you
I
do
love
not.
How we have an argument
oh my
every
God,
time we talk about this.
I feel Gen X.
That was, you were trying to be controversial, Mia.
I know. I was joking.
Mentally.
Gen Alpha. We feel Gen Alpha.
Yes, technically I was born in 1983, which I just missed the cusp of Gen X. Gen X is like 1979, 1980.
Okay. It's a couple years.
Just missed it.
A couple years.
Right?
All right.
So I'm like,
we're an older millennial.
We're like the oldest millennials.
Oldest millennial.
So
fine.
Because my wife is a millennial and she's the exact definition of what we're talking about, which is we're talking about the millennial midlife crisis. I think it's a thing right now that people are talking about because the first batch, our batch of millennials just turned 40.
It's funny because I totally was oblivious to this until you brought it up.
Hold on. So two things. You're oblivious to the midlife crisis?
Correct.
Yes.
Or like was as well. That, even if like even the fact that like millennial midlife crisis is a thing.
Yeah.
How about a regular midlife crisis?
Oh, I know that.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're not new to the concept of a midlife crisis.
No, exactly.
You're saying like...
I just don't really...
We should get into it. Like, talk about the differences, though, because, like, I don't think it's that clear to me, actually.
Okay, what do you think a midlife crisis is?
I think how it's been portrayed, right, is, like, it's usually portrayed by men. It's, like, it's usually, like, a guy who's, like, usually in his 50s more.
That's right.
And, like... has gotten feels like he's not like a young spring chicken
that's
anymore.
Right. Uh-huh. That's right.
And goes and
then the result
buys like a race
as
car.
As a result to
and
compensate for it.
As a result buys like a sports car.
Yeah, like
a rent
or a motorcycle.
100% So this is what we see in the movies.
Yeah.
I've seen this in real life. I mean, all my friends have had midlife crisis at the age of 35.
Okay. Can you explain what you've seen at the 35-year-old life crises?
So, real quick, going back to what I've seen with the older generation, when they have a midlife crisis, usually like the older guy, like they're established.
Yeah.
They make good money. They have marriage, kids, house, and they have a surplus of money. And for some reason, they're unhappy somewhere. There's a hole somewhere. They're unfulfilled somewhere. And usually, maybe it's like, life direction. Or, you know, they've been working the same job. They're doing well, and then they go out and buy. Usually, let's say it's a physical thing. Like they start. Let's say that they lose all their hair, right? They go bald. So they're like, I'm gonna go buy. I'm not attractive anymore. So I'm going to go buy like
a
red sports car.
A wig. Right?
Or like they...
they get hair implants.
Yeah. Or like take a spontaneous trip. Somewhere.
Big trip.
Or do something drastic like they start, you know, skydiving, bungee jumping, like doing something that's like so far from who they normally are. That's usually, it's like, you know, the joke would be like, is Bob having a midlife crisis? Like that's kind of the talk at the table, right? And it is like, you definitely hear it more with men. Because with women, it's going to come naturally with menopause.
Oh my God, Dan.
Am I not wrong? I mean, you're going to have...
Wait, what's
going to
come?
What's going to come
when
naturally with
menopause? When you go through
menopause,
you are going through a significant... Like everyone I know who's gone through menopause, like think about your mom. I mean, maybe like you're going to have... Like you're gonna change a lot, like hormonally, mentally.
I know. I don't know if it's exactly the same as.
It's not the same concept because women don't go and buy a sports car,
right?
But what I'm saying is like there's like a clockwork thing in your life that happens. That's why like women aren't like I'm going through a midlife crisis at age 40. Then at age 55, I'm going through menopause. It's just usually like you're going through something.
I don't know. Right? I just don't know if it's the same. I don't know if it's the same.
It doesn't have to be the same, okay. But it's the same concept because, of you're going through something mentally and physically.
Yeah, but that one is right? just like your body is changing.
Correct.
And I don't know if people are like, I need to go like dye my hair or have like a huge transformation right, of your body. Right, I don't right, think
to compensate for it.
No, they there might not be compensation, but it's a time in your life when they're major. My point is there's major changes in your life. I guess. Okay,
I don't think it's a midlife crisis though, because midlife crisis is like this. There's like, you get to a point where there's like, what happened? Right. What do I do? And then you do something, an action to compensate for it.
Sure.
Or something like
that. When you go through menopause, do you...
we don't want to talk all about menopause. Okay. We can get to the meat.
But anyways, to finish. I feel like I hear less about women's midlife crisis than men's midlife crisis, for sure.
Sure.
Until now.
But I feel like also to add additional color to what you were saying and also to what you were saying earlier, Dan, you said their life is stable. Uh-huh. They have good jobs. They have surplus of money. Uh-huh. I think my read on that or my understanding of that is like because their life is too stable, that they're looking for more excitement. Like the
could be.
Excitement no longer...
Because they've achieved a certain degree of success, so the mountain has been climbed.
Right. Yeah, it's just I think it's like
yes.
if you're just at a point where you've you've climbed to the top of a stair or you've just gone you have walked this path for a long time and there's a fork. That's it.
That's right.
That's it. I don't think necessarily it's like, oh, they've achieved everything they could ever want. It's like I think it helps that there's some stability and there's just like, oh, what do I do now?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what do I do now?
Yeah.
And I just don't know if that's happening there, it after could be... menopause.
Okay.
Anyway, so, keep going with your other stuff.
So I don't see a lot of women, like a lot of examples of women in my life.
Yeah, I think it happens. Through a midlife crisis. So I think it happens with women too. I think it's we just probably see it in the media more with men. And then
I do see women do something drastic after a breakup.
Yeah. Right, so that's maybe like more actually in tune with what the millennial midlife crisis is.
So when I say until now is for some reason, obviously I'm 40, so this article in so hits many home. Different publications. No, it doesn't. It hits home. Not maybe for me, but it's getting pushed in my face because I think people around me are going through it and earlier.
Mm.
Right? So like...
I think the fact that it's happening earlier is interesting. And it takes some time for me to wrap my head around it because my... Just like when I think about midlife crisis, I don't think about 35-year-olds, going through
You think about like... 40, 50
year
olds.
Yes.
Also, loss of youth, I feel like, is one.
That's true. So I think 40, yes, like 40 and 50. But it's also because now this quote unquote midlife crisis is taking on a different form.
100%. And now it's also, generation. It's also been throwing around much more wider.
Mm. Yes.
It kind of like addiction episode. Yes. It's being downplayed. It's being normalized. Mm. I mean,
it's being in this instance, I think it's being like exaggerated.
Yeah. Yes. And also I joke around like midlife crisis. Hello. Welcome to quarter life crisis, midlife, another like people I know. And this isn't like, it's taken on a different definition for me. It's more like you have an existential crisis now more than a midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. And amongst millennials, 1,000%. Mm-hmm. We change jobs like every year. Mm-hmm. We're not happy where we are.
Yeah.
You know, so many people I know like quit the great resignation. I mean, you've seen all these movements like quiet quitting, quiet firing, great resignation, whatever it is, flavor of the year this year. I don't know. What's the theme this year? I have no idea. We haven't talked about it. We usually do. I don't know. What is,
why
survive?
Are you guys looking at
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Just survive 2025. I have no idea.
Should we maybe read what?
Maybe read the like the form of like what does midlife crisis look like today for millennials?
Right. This is what like society or like one we're reading an article. This article is from what? Like Center of Psych, I think, .com. So in general, what is a life crisis? So a life crisis is a moment in time when humans face uncertainty and anxiety about what their current life is like. So,
so it sounds like that is something that it can happen to you.
Very common, regardless.
Sure.
Yes.
Your age.
Father, can you send that to me? I'm going to send that to my wife.
Yes. Yes. So far, 64% of millennials have experienced a life crisis, with nearly 2 in 5 experiencing one in 2024.
Yeah.
When undergoing this type of crisis, millennials commonly deal with 5 types of mental health struggles. So anxiety, depression, loss of purpose, sadness, and burnout.
All of those have been experienced by people 40 and below at some point.
So millennials are experiencing these symptoms for a variety of reasons, included but not limited to growing up with the expectations of moving out at a young age and being self-sufficient without their resources. This is what Dr. Terrell Day Gaines, a licensed clinical psychologist, said. So basically she's saying like there's also they're also making less money than is necessary to live independently, even if it is more than their parents, and dealing with the proliferation of social media and its effect on mental health through constant comparison.
Great point, because back in the day, if our parents didn't like their career, tough, it was their career, and they sucked it up, came home, raised their kids, and then retired. These days, because of options, you can go, you can completely change career paths if you want.
Well, I think it's also something I think that's contributing to this is it sounds like it's like there are people's, it's harder for people. It sounds like it's harder for people to feel like they can be independent. Mm-hmm. So like the, it's harder to gain some financial stability.
100%, that too.
And so thus you, it, people are feeling like they are, they're not hitting the milestone. So right, it was saying like they're not making as much money as they should, even if they made more than they, their parents did.
That's right, because of inflation.
Yeah, because
how
things
much,
are more expensive
The cost of living
now.
Is so much more now.
So that, and then social media, just like being
because all you see is people's wins,
all
their
you see
success.
Is
so you're
wins.
Like, I'm inadequate. So all of
so
that,
then you have midlife crisis.
So like, but now you're having. It's like it's not like you don't. You the joke is you cannot go out and buy a car because you don't even own. Normally, it's you own 2 cars and then you go buy the red sports car.
Oh no, yeah,
in the suburbs, like you know your parents,
the 50-year-old.
You don't even have a car right now.
I don't know. I still have a problem with people calling it a midlife crisis because I feel like also maybe it's...
What do you think it should be called?
Then it's just life crisis.
It's just life crisis, yeah.
If we talk about the previous generation's crisis, it probably did happen during their like midlife, right? Because they've gone through all the... Granted, they went through the life milestones much earlier than our generation, right? And then they spent all their youth, you know, to they're dedicated their time to, you know, getting married,
building a family,
starting a family, raising
That's
their family.
Right. That's right.
And then when probably their kids are becoming more independent, now they're like thinking about what else is there to life.
Right.
Right. It's their life is stable, but then they're probably thinking, what else can I do? My life is kind of boring now, maybe at that point, right?
My marriage is kind of boring, a lot of stuff.
You need something to make your life more exciting again. But it sounds like this current generation's definition of midlife crisis is just...
Existential crisis.
Life is hard.
Yeah,
like hard times in life.
And feeling lost in life.
That's right. And I think that's the definition has changed. Because we don't even own anything. So
and also maybe the fact that millennials have now reached their midlife.
Yeah, and also think about it. Like by the time our parents were 50, they probably worked the same job for 30 years. Some of us are in their second careers. Mm-hmm. I just started a career 5 years ago. Right? There's a lot of people that are like, I'm sick of this one career. Like I have clients.
Change.
Yeah like they're like, I've been doing corporate law. I want to do a startup. That's a whole nother career. They're 40 at that point. Yeah. So... and then unfortunately now like the divorce rate is so high, like once they're unhappy in their marriage, they just get divorced.
Mm.
And then it's really sad, you know, especially in the coastal cities, right? Like New York, LA. I think definitely there's some crises that come up and all these articles now, it's like trying to define it, you know, they're trying to like explain. I think there's some truth to it, right? Mm-hmm. Millennials, like whether you just hit 40 or you just hit 30, you're probably a good portion of us are unhappy at our jobs.
I think also, I think part of my problem with this whole thing is because millennial, like this so-called millennial generation, it's so broad. Like you cover what, 10, 11 years?
I agree. It should not be like, that large.
Like people who,
but that's, but most, that's how the generation is defined. I know,
but I feel
that's
like.
That's true, because I feel like, you know, people in their 40s sense. Just have different concerns with people in their 30s. So I don't think, if you're 30 years old, also, you just came out of
we
quarter
are the
life crisis.
Special generation.
Why?
The snowflake
generation. We're the generation where we grew up without social media and a smartphone. Then our lives got thrust into it while we were already an adult.
Uh-huh.
Whereas younger millennials, like my wife, who's 30, only knew social media. Think about it. You grew up with a smartphone.
I think, but that's why, like, right? Even still the youngest, some people did, but even the youngest generation of, or the youngest age of millennials had the opportunity to still live without and then live with versus Gen Alpha are being raised with screens.
Yeah.
Yes. That's not how we were raised. Sure. Maybe people like, I did not get my own cell phone, my own smartphone till I was like in college.
But
I know I
older,
was like,
but you're mid,
but I'm not that much older or I'm not you're, that much older than you, like 1 year older. 1 or 2 years older?
You and Thomas are...
He's a year or two older than me?
Older.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
wait,
like,
can we say your age?
Yeah, of course. I'm 32. I don't mind. Yeah. So,
okay. So you're... It's... Okay.
So Thomas, so I'm saying... 30, so okay. Like technically, I like, right? Millennial goes till like a couple of years before me, right?
Way
three
before
or four
you.
Years
even,
before.
Like Yee's... even before her.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you could
yeah,
be 28. 20,
yeah, 28 and 27. Still 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We,
see,
and like, we know
that,
people
dude,
like
that's
that.
Basically
and
Gen
we know
Z.
People.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the cusp. That's
so
the
that's
cusp
why
right
I
there.
Think this doesn't.
Yeah. That's why, like,
that's
like,
why
like,
you got to throw that out the window.
Yeah. Like my brother is the last, I think, generation of
like,
millennial.
I still remember like dialing the telephone, like remembering everybody's phone numbers.
But the youngest millennial was like a baby when that was still there.
True. 1993, let's say. You were born in 95. One.
Isn't it 92?
92. And then some,
the youngest millennial, I think, is 97.
So by the time you were like 8 or 9, it was the year 2000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's,
I guess,
I don't know. It's just hard for, let's say, somebody in their early 40s versus somebody in their late 20s saying, I'm going through a midlife.
Totally.
But, you know.
But I think the point here is that, like, there are certainly people in their late 20s.
Oh, heck
that
yeah.
feel like that are
oh
going
God.
Through a midlife crisis. I think, so
didn't
the other
just
thing,
come out of quarter life crisis?
Exactly.
They,
no,
yeah.
no, but it's like,
oh,
crises.
Yeah, I'll tell you,
I think it's
not,
just life
it's
crises.
It's definitely
yes.
a different type
life
of crises. Because I have, so all of these friends, they're already, including her, they left their first job. So already leaving your, like back in our parents' generation, you're not leaving. You're just lucky to have a job. So you're like, I'm not going to just hop from job to job.
At the time, you were looking for stability. But then these days, you're looking for fulfillment.
But think back like when you were in your 20s and 30s. You definitely were not like thinking job hopping until the newest generation showed that you could do that.
That's true.
So you were still like on the track.
I had a different issue. I had a different issue.
Okay, but let's say somebody, somebody in your age, in my age, they were not. We didn't see how the younger generation could just hop from job to
That's
job.
That's true.
I was part of it, but I didn't do it. But others,
she
like,
still hasn't job hopped.
Yeah, but you're old school.
I know.
You chose.
I know.
Not
but
to
like,
do it.
But my peers did.
That's right.
Versus, did your peers?
Not until later.
That's true.
Right.
Because
but
they,
I'm saying
they
from
were
the
showed
start,
the way.
My peers
yeah.
did.
That's like true. My friends from back home. No, they were like, I'm not going to get another job.
Exactly. My peers were like
but
every
now,
2 years.
But now like 20 something year olds, they're already on their second to third jobs by age 30.
I understand.
That's insane. So,
but,
you know what I mean?
So I feel like,
You
but is that a
sign
that, I don't
of
know
a
if
crisis,
that's a sign
right?
of a crisis because a lot of the times people want to leave. They want to keep it fresh. They want to go somewhere else.
They're unhappy. I mean, your exhibit, that list you just read, anxiety, sadness. I mean, they're exhibiting the same symptoms.
I don't know. But you're okay. assuming that the people that are hopping jobs are anxious and sad. They could be some very happy. Aren't. Some of them are, but I think most people want to want to get different.
I feel like they're complaining. They're on the unhappier side than the happier side.
Oh, are you saying that they're leaving because they were unhappy?
Yes. They're unfulfilled.
I've seen a lot of people just leave. It's very common, with my peers. It's
with
like,
your tech. Oh, yeah, these were not tech people. These were low paid media people.
Right. So yeah. I'm saying there's also, I think the midlife crisis might come from maybe the milestones that you haven't. So you have a job. Mm-hmm. Great. But people are also dating has changed completely.
Right.
In this 100%, modern age.
100%.
So it's harder to find a mate because mm-hmm. I think, right, society has put different values on how to date and who to date and when to date and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So it's harder to find a mate sometimes. If you're actually looking for intentionality, it's hard because one, we don't even state what our intentions are on the first date. It's like this game sometimes that people play. And then people are getting married later.
Mm-hmm.
People are having kids later. So mm-hmm. I think a lot of these milestones are getting hit later.
Right.
And so instead of the older generation where maybe you've already hit all your milestones and you're oh my gosh, what do I do now? It's now it's just a different flavor. I don't think any one is worse or better than the other. I think now it's crap, I haven't hit any of these milestones. Mm. What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you have you've thought more, you've spent more time with yourself or whatever you've done, right?
Right.
But I think that's the reason that defines this millennial version of it. I do agree with Mia that we haven't a lot of people haven't lived the lives yet. So it's it's just part of life. You just got to live the life. But I think that's why it's different. It's a 100%.
Because at age 40 before, I used to think 40-year-olds were old. I'm like, man, you old.
Yeah.
And now it's totally
have you
not.
Seen? It's that meme where it's this is what we thought 40-year-olds looked in the 90s. And they had white hair.
Oh my God, that's what
they
I
looked
thought.
Elderly. And now people look younger and younger and younger. Some of it due to plastic surgery and blah, blah, blah. But some of it is also due to I don't know. What does it do? People just...
We just didn't grow up yet. I mean, you got a couple of 40-year-olds right here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, people look better. This is what we were saying, right? People look... Maybe they're not as established, but they look better.
It was I'm a Gen Alpha at heart. What are you talking about?
And maybe back in the day, it was they didn't look as good, but they were more established.
Also, this also sounds like a bunch of 40-year-olds' defense.
Yeah.
But if you ask 20-year-olds, they're like, yeah, you're old.
Yeah, totally, totally. Of course.
Okay.
It's still
For us now, we're I think we're also compensating by doing more. Like we all try to work out, job, social life,
travel. Yeah.
Like we're doing way more than what our parents did.
Yes, yes. They stayed in the same place for 40 years and didn't do anything else.
And even young parents, my friends that are 40 that have two kids, they're trying
they're doing,
to do it
they're
all.
They're trying to do more things.
I'm like, okay, good on us for that.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
That could be difficult to maintain.
Balance.
So that's a whole nother aspect. And that could be a source of unhappiness as well. If you're not achieving it, let's say you're not hitting the financial milestones, but if you feel like I'm not hitting the life, showing people that I'm doing all these things, that could also be you're going through a crisis too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have enough interest. I don't know. I don't have that problem.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe for what it's worth, we are going through a crisis. We just don't want to admit it.
No, we are.
You know what I mean? Because when we were talking about this episode, right? And as we were reading the article, the form in which midlife crisis manifests today includes...
Mm-hmm.
Finding a new hobby, changing your appearance.
100%.
Adopting a new style or something.
So I'm literally going through that right now.
I know.
So
as I'm hearing Quan say these things,
Damn.
I'm like, is that me?
So in this same article,
is that me too?
In the same article, I think this is a good segue. So while the idea of a midlife crisis is often seen as something negative, that doesn't have to be the case. When dealing with a midlife crisis or any crisis, lead to positive changes in your life and help you grow personally if you have the right support system to lead you through it.
We're owning it, Mia.
Remember, there's not one set.
We are turning crisis into an opportunity.
100%. 100%. But that you're so right. We're listing all these symptoms and we're like, wait a minute.
And
did you just describe us?
Especially just different to me when you were reading it, because literally in the last couple of weeks, I did think to myself, I'm going to change. Like, I want to try a different style.
You're like, I want to travel to South Korea again with like my whole posse and just live it up. I want, like, I want to learn a new thing. I am totally
going through a crisis. I just don't want to admit it. Yeah. I think the style thing especially, because
Do you think that you're going through a crisis? Because, okay, so I think we were like, this is just common. It's quite common to be like, oh,
I feel like it because I don't have the money for like a Ferrari. So I'm like, what can I do? So some like, free workouts at the playground, you know?
So like, what do you, why do you think that like you wanting to change up your style is like a midlife, like a crisis?
She's bored with life.
I didn't think it was a crisis. The article thinks that it's a crisis. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. The definition of a crisis.
Yes.
So this definition. But
the thing is, also, I think it says it at the very end. That it doesn't have to mean like just because we say that it's a crisis.
When humans face uncertainty and anxiety about what their current life is like.
Right.
That's the definition.
I don't know if it's also because my life is so uncertain. Like going back to the style thing, lately, you guys know my style. Like basic, I wear like comfortable pants, you know.
I wouldn't say that it's basic, but it's a little, it's not super basic. It's just a little bit basic.
Wait, so together. What do you want to try?
What do I want to try?
Yeah, like what are you into?
Lately at work, I sit next to this girl who's
super stylish,
loves to come to work in like pretty dress, you know.
I could not see you in that.
And then I have a couple friends, and it's been hot in New York, right? So I've also had a couple friends who, whenever we hang out on the weekends, they just come in like,
if you showed up in like a flower dress, I'd be like, who are you?
And then like, I think that's exactly what I'm talking about, because they like to like show up in like bright floral dresses.
It's summer in New York,
and I've seen it enough, and also because it's so hot, and I do see the benefit of not having to choose a top or a bottom to like, so I'm like, oh, it's kind of nice.
I've been on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
Do it.
I am.
All right.
But that's exactly why. Like, and then as when you read that, I'm like, I'm not going through a crisis or am I?
You know, you're taking new classes. You're getting into different
hobbies.
I feel like it's a build on an existing hobby. I think that you're just evolutionizing your style. It's also from a very practical standpoint. It's hot and it's like one
thing. Are you looking for a new job? Answer that. I don't know. You don't have to answer that.
No, I'm not.
Just in case my boss. I really am not. That's funny. I love my job.
Oh my gosh.
No, I think we are in some ways. You know, I think, for me, it was a clear distinction. I think I did go through it last year. Because last year I'm like, all right, I'm making good money, but I'm not happy. Ooh. Right? Because I'm like,
where's your sports car?
Yeah, like, but the thing is, I couldn't afford a sports car, right? So I was like, I just turned 40. I'm in the worst shape of my life, but I've made more money than I've ever made, right? Marriage is great. You know, we're having a great time, like supporting each other. And I'm like, so then this year I was like, by the time I'm 41, which is in August, I was like, I need to be in the best shape of my life. because I couldn't fit into my clothes. I gave all my clothes away to my friends.
You did.
And now I could fit into them again. But I went
through
a major style change.
More.
Because you don't see me nor like.
Yeah.
So I went from like kind of preppy. Like I never like street style, especially oversized. Okay. I always like fitted things. I'm all about like oversized
like
t-shirts,
more
street.
Wow.
Oh, I used to make fun of athleisure, guys. I love Lululemon.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, the last, and he's like egging me on. Like the last, dude, we went shopping the last three times, Aloe, Lululemon, and I found this brand Vuori.
Okay.
Everything I own, dude. This is Lulu.
Really?
Also, no, check it. No, this is Worry. This is Worry.
It is Worry.
Yeah. Also, oh, wow. Because you're saying these brands into your mic, you're gonna get an ad on
Instagram. Oh, you think
Instagram.
So? No, I already get them.
You already. Get them.
I already get. Because I was like, babe, what's
Worry?
You're
already being targeted.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Like.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so ashamed. Oh, I used to make fun of people. I go, psh, yo, athleisure is so ridiculous. Come on, guys. And now I'm like, so
you're living in them.
Into it. I mean, that's like a major, cool.
That's
like
a big change.
Big change.
Yeah. That is a big change. All
yeah.
Right,
like
all right.
Fitness into fitness. Dude, you guys know me like 25 years. I'm not into fitness.
Exactly. For as long as I've known you.
Oh my God. And I would be like,
we always joke about how you paid for gym memberships.
Oh my God.
You never use it.
And the thing is, like, my frame was small, so you can't tell that I was like overweight. Dude, like, I would pull a muscle, like, this is so embarrassing last year, right? So like, if I'm trying to reach for a bag in my car, I will literally pull a muscle. I'm like, oh God. And like, that's really embarrassing, guys. So I was getting these weird like aches and pains. That, and then also this year was all about overcoming mental burdens. So like, you know, I cook a lot, right?
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things that I refuse to try to make, like simple things, because I'm like,
it's too easy.
No, or? I'm just like, I just don't want to.
Like eggs?
You? No, like, eggs is great. You? No, like no, not beneath me. Like I had an irrational fear of making it. All right, I'll give you an example. Like I never used to make, like I don't use things. I don't roast things in the oven, right?
Okay.
I stir fry things.
That's not
basic. No, like for example, everybody I know, they grew up making, like, say chicken thighs, right?
Okay.
I never cooked a chicken thigh in my life.
Oh, that's surprising.
I'm scared of it.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm like so this year I'm all the food I make.
Is it all chicken thighs on the stove?
No, it's the easiest. No, see, it's an irrational fear.
So how would you make chicken thighs before?
I would cut. First of all, I wouldn't.
Oh, you just wouldn't.
I never bought chicken thighs in my life. I would buy chicken breast and I would cut it and stir fry it Chinese style.
But chicken thighs is so Chinese.
I don't. So now it's like, I'm like, oven, my best friend, like roasting.
Wow.
Like, I'm like me, you know, stuff that there was just weird mental hurdle. Okay. So I was like, all right, working out, get over the mental hurdle.
Okay.
Making foods that I always wanted to make, but that was a mental hurdle, make it.
Cool.
So it's like, this year's like, man. Because I think last year I was like, kind of like going through some kind of weird midlife crisis.
Interesting.
So, I mean, I don't think, again, like it didn't manifest in dyeing my hair or like buying a sports car, but like I improve certain aspects, which I think is good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
that's
like,
maybe how it manifests in our generation, right?
I guess, like, I think it's more, if I had to choose one, I think it's more like what you were saying, Mia. It's like when anytime life is uncertain or you're, I think then it's like always in crisis.
Life is always,
I'm just always in crisis.
Yo, did you move to New York because of a midlife crisis?
I was thinking about that. I was like,
hey, maybe I also moved to New York because of some type of a
crisis. I mean, like,
definitely.
When I first met you, yeah, I think maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Quarter life.
Maybe.
Or no, it was like third life.
Third life.
Maybe. Oh, crisis, uncertainty. Well, I don't see.
I think it's evolving now.
Yeah.
I think the definition is evolving.
Because I think like crisis sounds like so severe.
So severe.
I think even in the older generations, I see them like taking drastic measures to improve themselves versus like our parents' generation. I feel like they just kind of live with their body. Like your parents, they might like walk more I need to walk, but I know like 50-year-olds now that are full on like looking like in the gym, Pilates. There's
goals.
One guy I know Pilates every day. Another guy who's like shredded now, and they're
that's
50.
Cool.
You
that's pretty.
Like to
I
me,
think
that's
cool.
That's a form of. I feel like I now cool. The midlife isn't what you buy, but it's like it actually is. It could be good.
Yeah,
it's like you want to take control of an aspect.
Yeah.
And overcome it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So I guess if I think about like my New York, okay. So if we take the typical standard definition of like what a midlife crisis is, probably when I moved to, I moved, I lived by myself for the first time.
That's right.
I cut my hair really short.
Right.
But I wanted to do that for a while, but like, you know, some standard, I don't know, but
changes.
Changes.
Yeah. drastic changes.
But then I would just say, like, my life is always in crisis. Because here's the thing. I think life is uncertain. You don't know what's going to happen in life tomorrow. So yeah. Life is always uncertain to me. Not in a bad way. Yeah. It's just like you can do the best you can. You can plan the best you can. But like, you don't know. You just like see where it takes you.
That's right.
So I look at it like
100%.
That.
Like, life is always uncertain. But then to call uncertainty a crisis, I think that's kind of taking that a little too far.
So okay. The article does say, I guess, uncertainty or anxiety.
Anxiety.
I just think we
you're
can...
anxious about the uncertainty.
So I do think that like when I, maybe the move to New York wasn't mm-hmm. anxious about, maybe a little, but it was like more excited. Mm-hmm. But when I got to New York, I was anxious because like, you know, when you first move here, you have to do so many things and you have to like demand so many things from people. Mm-hmm. So that gave me anxiety because I was like, I felt bad about like all the things that I had to demand of everybody. So that was
I think because like we have different milestones and we're having kids later and getting into, because when you have a kid, it kind of forces you to like be on a different track. Like you're for our parents' generation, at least, like you're responsible for this person. You gotta,
it's a life shift.
So nowadays, I mean, we're getting married so late, not having kids in my case, and probably never will, that it allows us to make these changes. So I think that's where the difference is the options and the ability to be like, I'm going to do something about it without affecting people around me. Cause I don't have a kid and I don't have like, and my spouse is like, yeah, go for it. You want to make it better? Let's do it. You know, so I do feel like it's a different definition. In a way, it stinks that I feel like overall people are kind of more unhappy than not, or like there's spurts of like happiness, but there's always anxiety, whether it's like we don't make enough, you know, or I'm not happy at my job, or we don't do enough. And that's, like you said, that the result, it could be a result of a lot of things. But you can also change it easier now.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like double-edged sword.
I think that is the thing, right? It's like maybe it's two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Like you can call it a crisis or uncertainty and then you can feel anxious about it, or you can also turn it around.
Yeah.
Also because you can work, I think a major difference is, so I'll give you an example. When Yi and I, like if Yi's grandma wasn't around in New York, which, you know, obviously I hope she is. I mean, we kind of joke about this and kind of let ourselves like be in a fantasy. We would just remove ourselves from New York City like that.
Where would you go?
Up, buy a cabin upstate and live like a farmer's life, because she can work offsite and I can get, you know, I can always, I can do real estate anywhere. Right?
Yeah. True.
So,
but I don't see Yi not in a city.
I mean, this is like we're,
fantasy
when
land.
When we're like, I hate the world, but if you think about it, we can make it a reality anytime.
Yeah,
whereas
totally.
You never see our parents like, yo, Quan, uproot our life. You, Victor, me, four of us, go live in the mountains. Like, that would never happen. It could happen now. Literally, if you have little kids, I mean, you see so many stories like during COVID, parents got themselves out of the city, moved their entire young family to the Midwest or wherever to the emerging like boom towns.
Even in the Bay Area, people were moving to Tahoe. A lot of people have moved to Tahoe.
And then they moved back.
But a lot of people stayed. I know a lot of people who stayed.
So in New York, a lot of people got bored out of their minds.
Yeah.
After having two COVID babies and then came flocking back. Again, another thing you could do, right? The options are endless.
Yeah.
It's insane how easily you can uproot your life now, which also presents more options, but also more mo problems.
Right? That is so true.
Yeah.
It's like we're always, there's like stability is gone, guys. I think it's up to you, yourself. To have the discipline to like hold
create
it down.
That stability.
Fau Xiao. Or else it's gonna, or else what I see is like every 5 years you're gonna have a crisis, and it's not a middle, it's just like
every month.
I mean, because like it's, you know, because people around me, all I hear is like with my wife and her friends, it's just like struggle. I mean, if you hear that enough, you're like, wait, why are y'all struggling for the past 10 years? You're 20 years old, like 20 to 30. You've been struggling for 10. And she'd be like, yes. And I'd be like, how do you live like that? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, because if you don't have like, I mean, it's true. Like she might have, I don't think she's had like 2 years in a row where she was like happy, which is sad. I mean, she's happy like moments, but like overarching like happiness, you know, but she's not the only one.
Yeah, no, totally.
And she's like younger. I don't know about Gen Alpha. I have no idea. No, Gen Z. Sorry, Gen Alpha is like little babies.
They're babies right now. Like Gen Alpha is my niece.
Yeah, oh, okay, Gen Alpha is 7 years old or like, 5 to 5. I don't know. 3 to 7.
Gen Zs. Like I don't hang out with any of them. I mean, we come across them, right?
A wild
Gen Z has appeared.
Why are you doing this?
Like Felicia's sister is a Gen Z.
Yes,
right?
For sure, for sure.
I'm just like, who do we know that's actually like a Gen Z?
Yeah, Felicia's sister is a Gen Z.
I feel like they are on, they're on another planet. I don't know. Like, I feel like they're very energetic, which is good. I feel like they have not. We have it the worst.
You know what? Try to get Felicia's sister.
Oh my god, that'd be great. Podcast. You know what's funny is like, so over the 4th, I know a couple people where. You know, if you go to graduate school and you stay in school a little longer, like our generation, you're a millennial, you stay in school a little longer. If you're in grad school, you usually have to teach. And so they have to spend, right? Their classrooms are full of Gen Z. Yeah. So they have to spend all day with like Gen Z all the day, all the time. And it was so funny because then people will be like, oh, finally, I'm in a room like with like my same peer group.
Interesting.
It's just very, because I don't experience that, right? Yeah. Like I do a little bit, like maybe when new people get hired into the company, I think during the summer, it's like, we have like, I think we must have like a bunch of high schoolers come tour because I am seeing children at work and they're coming, they're clearly here on a tour. Like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they are you look like you're 14. And I'm like, oh my God, babies.
I'm scared of Gen Zs. I feel like they think they know too much. And I'm like, you don't know anything.
I mean, that's like literally the definition of like older generation, younger generation. But it's just a repeat cycle.
When you were in your 20s, you felt like,
the
you
same.
Know.
Yeah.
Everything.
I don't know, did I?
I feel like there was
like you could conquer the world.
At the very least, it was like you guys are not cool and we are cool.
Yeah.
That's just like the cycle of young and old. It's that's just how cycle it goes. Of
life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys. All right. So like, we're going to go.
Well, let
us
know if you are suffering from a millennial midlife crisis and if you are, what you guys think about
when you buy big ticket items, does that count?
That's usually the definition
like,
of a crisis.
When you bought your bags, did you feel like you were like, did you feel like it was a result of something
when
or
you're
like,
your house.
That was like,
was necessity.
Okay,
that's true.
A bag was probably like, I'm turning a certain age.
Yeah.
And I wanted to reward myself.
So,
like
that's not a crisis.
Not
a crisis.
I don't know.
No, that's just like, what you said. It's like, I'm going to reward myself.
Yeah.
Crisis it's would like, be like,
I'm anxious. Yeah. Oh my gosh,
like,
I'm old.
It's time to reward myself with this purchase. Yes.
It would be, if crisis is like, if you're like, hey, I'm supposed to not spend a lot this year. And then all of a sudden, like somebody saw you with like a really rare expensive bag that you're like, I paid triple to get this. Then you're like,
crisis.
All right, Mia, crisis mode. Crisis. What's going on? Crisis.
It doesn't always.
We need an intervention.
Like we said, doesn't always have to be negative. It can also be a positive.
All right. Yes. So guys, if you see me in a motorcycle next month for my birthday, crisis.
Crisis
be like,
mode.
Are you okay?
All right. We'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.
Bye.